Right, okay. My boy said it's nice to be back. Last week we missed, but I'm sure somebody else gave a share instead of me.
No one
gave a share last week. That's terrible. Okay, fine. My boy says it's nice to be back again. Anyway, even if no one gave a share last week, tonight's share is Le'ed Nishmas, Rav Shimon Shem Chaim, and Nachman Michal Nachmani. The Torah that we learn, his special Torah, should be an Ilan Neshama for him, and the Neshama should go further up in Gan Eden, even further than it is already. Okay. We're now in Shtickel Base. Vayeshev Yaakov Eretz Megurei Aviv. So we know Rashi says, a famous Rashi, Bikesh Yaakov Leishev Eshalva. Yaakov Avinu wanted to sit quietly. He wanted to relax. What it's not enough that tzaddikim get all this schar in Olam Haba. Elam Shevakshim Leishev Eshalva Ma'azeh. They also want to sit B'Shalva Olam Hazeh. Kovatz Oloi Rogzoi Shel Yosef. So this Roigiz of Yosef, the anger almost of the whole story with Yosef, jumped on Yaakov Avinu, and then got rid of any illusions of Leishev B'Shalva at that point. So the Zeresh HaMishnah Tzakash that many people ask, but he asks in a different oifen. He says there's a medrash, and Bereish HaSrava says, Vayifritz Eish Ma'oid Ma'oid, there's a Shenifritz Oloi Pirtzim Ma'enam Haba, that it was like Ma'enam Haba for him. He says, so we see sometimes people do have this Olam Haba existence even in Olam Hazeh. So he says, what's so mad? Why can Yaakov Avinu not sit B'Shalva? You know, Fagins Nishtarov. You don't forgive him. You know, sometimes people say, like, you know, they see a Rav and he's driving a new car. How does he get that new car? And who's paying him? And where's he get it from? He's getting it from our monies, etc., etc. And if you ever saw the video, there was a very good video that the Chofetz Chaim Heritage Foundation put out. There was a, you see, it's not even a full video, it's just an animation. And you see this, Melamed walks into a butcher and he asks for a rack of lamb and they give him the rack of lamb. And behind him is a person that's standing there. And they're writing in the phone message, I'm just standing behind Rebbe so-and-so and he bought a rack of lamb. Ask Chaim what it costs. He knows what these things cost. He bought a rack of lamb. You know, how does it happen that our mechanchim are buying this kind of meat when we were all struggling to buy chicken and look what he's buying? Anyway, it moves on from one to the next, and one of them says, I always knew that there were issues, and I always knew that this school is paying too much, and why are we paying so much tuition, so he should be able to buy lamb, and he gives a whole story. Finally, you see this fellow, he knocks on someone's door, he says, you know, I was going to the butcher anyway, here's a rack of lamb, he asked me to pick up for the Shevar Brochus. It wasn't for him, it was for somebody else had paid for it. Yeah. In the meantime, he comes home, and his wife says to him, is it true you spent $200 by the butcher? What's with you? We don't have money for that. It's not mine. He says, in 3 minutes, you took a fellow and boom, you ruined him. Oh, but Lomazong Afilis is Emes. Lomazong is Emes. He went and he bought a rakalan. Sekumtim nisht. Because he's a Malamad, he's not allowed to buy anything nice. Vigit Yaakov Leisha B'Shalva. He's not allowed to know. Yaakov Avinu doesn't deserve it. You know what? There are very few people that deserved a bit of quiet like Yaakov Avinu. Noch an Esav. And noch a Lavan. And now all the other things, he finally gets home and he's finally calmed down, finds his relation to Shalva, it's so bad. Well, it is. So he says that even if you don't have any chaton, even if you have nothing, but to be teveah schar b'koyim z'mano, you can't do, because the halacha is, you cannot be teveah schar, it's like a shtach of koydim. Let's say, for example, somebody owes you £1,000. And he's going to pay you in 6 months' time. And after 3 months, you come to him and says, look, after some, do you have money? I want my £1,000 back. What's he going to say to you? I borrowed it for 6 months. If he has it, maybe I'm nice. He'll give it back to you. But perhaps he's going to starve for 6 months. That was the deal. So 6 months is 6 months. If I have it, fine to say to him, but I don't have it. Not mechuyev to give it to you. The shtar says 6 months is 6 months. I'm not mechuyev to give it to him. So it says, how can tzaddikim sit b'shalva? He's asking for a shtachar to be paid off early. Why should you ask for money early? What right do you have to ask for anything early? Because Yaakov Avinu says, I want to sit b'shalva. And Gosh Boaz says, what? Now you want your £1,000? You lent it for 6 months. It's not 6 months yet. Now it's not time yet. The time will come and all the boat. You'll get it. Now you don't get it. So it says, no. Because even though you can ask for all your money back, he says, what will happen sometimes is, as let's say you lend someone £1,000 and you're short £150. You don't need the full £1,000 back. But he comes and says, look, I understand. I lend you £1,000. The term was 6 months. I'm not asking for the full £1,000 back, and I know it's a 6-month term. But tu me'atayva, can you give me 150 of the 1,000 back? I need it desperately now. So that 150, oftentimes you're saying it's not the whole amount of money. Fine, we'll change the shtar, we'll write something down. You do something. Because that already, there, you have maybe a bit of a timer to say, please. But even then, if the guy says, I can't give it to you, I borrowed the £1,000 because I needed it, you have no right to say, hey, I lent you money, how dare you now? So what? That's the thing. If I have money, I'll give it back. If I don't, I won't give it back. So he says, okay, fine, Beseder. So he says, but the lawyer can't get upset if the guy needs his money back either. Yeah. Let's say I came to you and I lend you £1,000 after 3 months. I lend it for 6 months. After 3 months, I need £150 of it. And I come and say, I need £150 of the money that I lent you. Could you give it back to me? I'm sorry, I can't manage. Are you going to scream at me? You're going to get angry? Why would you get angry? That's not fair. So it's trap. Why is the Kodesh Baruch Hu getting angry? He says, what do you mean? So even if I'm asking for partial payment now, yes, the full payment will be late. I'm asking only for £50, £100 now. Why do you have to scream? Why do you have to get angry? I lent you money. Say, I don't have it at the moment. I can't give it back to you at the moment. Fine, but say it, no problem. So why is the Kodesh Baruch Hu getting angry? So he's saying that the other way around. So I can ask for all of it, but I can ask for part of it. And then you can decide to give it back, give me a little bit beforehand or not. But what are you getting angry for? Was the Kodesh Baruch Hu getting angry? Zokt the Zer Shimshon. He brings a Gemara in Bava Kama when the Machlokes over there between Rav Yochanan and Rav Yosi and Rav Meir. The Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Rabbeinu Shalom the following question. How come there's such a thing as a tzaddik v'toyvloi and a tzaddik v'raloi? Derech Agav, I've taught the sugi of tzaddik v'raloi in different moshtas many times. And what I say to them every single time is, if Moshe Rabbeinu can ask the kasha, it's not kfir to ask the question. Can be Moshe Rabbeinu, who is a koyfer, he's asking the Rebbe Shalom, why is that tzaddik v'raloi? Who else has a better understanding of the Rebbe Shalom than Moshe Rabbeinu? And he also says, I don't understand it. This guy looks like such a good guy. How come it looks like he's having such a terrible life? Okay, so go to kasha. It's not kfir to ask the question. Daf listen, there's a teretz, and you have to accept it. But the question in and of itself is not kfir. So he says, why is it tzaddik v'raloi? So there's two trutzim over there. Rabbi Yochanan Moshe Rabbeinu says there's a difference between a tzaddik gomor and Zayik She'enu Gomor. If you have Tzadik V'toyv, if you have a Tzadik and everything is perfect for him, he's Mamish a Tzadik Gomor. And that's why he deserves Toyv. But if he's a Tzadik but not 100% a Tzadik, so there's a little bit of Ram mixed in. Sometimes a lot of Ram mixed in. That's the Tzadik V'rali. And what Remeir says, no. Remeir says different shot. He says, V'chanois is Ashachoin, Avim She'enu Hogun, V'cham is Asharachim, Avim She'enu Kedai. Sometimes I do things as I, and sometimes I do some things as I. You're asking kashas? Kasha famasa. You come up here, you'll see the whole thing, you'll understand it. Yeah? It's interesting, by the way, to note. I don't know how many people have heard this from, parents. I know a lot of parents that say this, it's not fair. And they say, life isn't fair. It's a terrible thing to say to your children. Never say to your children, life isn't fair. In its totality, life is going to be 100% fair. The Rebbe Hashem is going to make sure that every last bit of suffering that you have over here is going to come off the cheshbon over there. Life is, it cannot be that life's not fair. But the Rebbe Hashem is not fair. Rebbe Hashem is going to say, you get worse and you get better, or you get worse and you get better. Like, it doesn't make sense. That's not what Rebbe Hashem that we understand. So teach your child that life isn't fair. He's saying, life looks like it's not fair. There's nothing fairer than life. Between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, it's going to have to be fair. Banshan is going to only give fair. He can't but give fair. And you'll be moited to his fair by the time you see everything. But he says, sometimes I do it. So Kodesh Baruch Hu, when it gives Toiva to a tzaddik, can be one of two reasons. It can either be, according to Rabbi Meir, he's not roy for it, but sometimes he gets it anyway. And according to way Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi says, he's a tzaddik gomer. And a tzaddik gomer deserves to have good, because he's done nothing wrong, so why should he not get goodness? So therefore, he says, the problem is, if you give a tzaddik gomor goodness, other tzaddikim look around and say, how come he's got it so good, and I don't have it good? And it starts to be moitzi laz about the Rebbe Hashem. People start saying, it doesn't make sense. As much a tzaddik as he is, how come I got such tzaras and he's got it so well? or I have it well, but he's got it. No, but he's also, you know, you start, people start being mitzi lads about the Rosh Hashanah, chas v'shalom, because they see one tzaddik has a good and one tzaddik doesn't have a good, and they don't realize this guy's a tzaddik gomor and this guy's not a tzaddik gomor. So they start talking. And this guy says azoi, and this guy says azoi. And they start saying things they shouldn't say. And there HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't want that tzaddikim gemurim should go ahead and get goodness in this world. Because once I give tzaddikim gemurim goodness in this world, because the mamash tzaddik gomor, according to the way Rabbi Yochanan Shom Rabbi Yossi says, a tzaddik gomor deserves to be tzaddik v'toiv loy. You know what happens when I give the tzaddik gomor tzaddik v'toiv loy? People start to moan. People start to say, it's not fair. What's with him? And why is that? And this is no good, and that's no good, and all the complaints. And therefore, when Yaakov Avinu says, Bikesh Leisha Vishalva, he says, even though at that time there's nobody that's going to be Moitzi Laz. There were no other tzaddikim in the world, right? When there's lots of tzaddikim, it was just the devarts. And somebody's saying to me, like, you know, I came in and then someone introduced me as a rabbi. He says to me, there's more rabbonim here than, you know, the more cooks than people that are eating. You know, he's Nacharob, Nacharob. I said, well, where are you from? He said, Yerushalayim. I said, you're telling me? I remember when I lived in Yerushalayim, we didn't have a rav in the shkuna because everybody thought there was nobody else that knew better than they did. You know, you'd have to have, if you had a rav in the shkuna and a certain shkuna, then it's just like, you'd have to have a rav. So either he's meshich me'lamala from everybody and everybody accepts him as a rav, or what ends up happening is that people say, yeah, no rav. Yeah, it's a job he got. Like, Be'etzim is amarts. Be'etzim, he doesn't really know. Be'etzim, he's got no right to be the rav and to tell us what to do. No, what should I say? The iri, I gave him a job. If they knew better, they would have given me a job. Yeah? So at the time, Yaakov Avinu says, there was nobody else to be the tacharut, as they say. There's no competition to Yaakov Avinu. There was only Yaakov Avinu as a tzaddikim, now that tzaddikim. He says, im kol zeh, we would learn from Yedoros HaBoim to ask Leisha B'Shalva. Tzaddik Gomor will say, I want to sit B'Shalva. And that's going to cause a hoitzuas laz. Because people are going to say, Kodesh Baruch Hu is not fair. We're going to start making cheshbonos under the Rosh Hashanah. It's not right to do that. So therefore, we don't want that to happen. And even though the Gabi Yaakov Avinu, this is only a shkoga, it's nothing. Kol mokoyim avera goris avera, even avera kala brings avera chamura. And here's the avera that it brings. Kol fax olog rogzoi shel Yosef. You know what happens with Yosef HaTzadik? Yosef HaTzadik comes to his father and he's vayove Yosef es dibosom roa lavin. And here he says something very strong. He says, really, Yosef is being Moitzi Laz and his brothers. Of course, Yosef wasn't trying to be Moitzi Laz and his brothers. But Lemaisa, what ended up happening is Yosef was Moitzi Laz and his brothers. What he said wasn't true. He saw they were eating Avi Menachai and it wasn't really Avi Menachai because of Yosef Yetzirah. And he saw they were marrying people they weren't allowed to marry. Them. All the things they had reasons why. There's a reason why Yosef said what he said and there's a reason why they did what they did and everybody was right. Obalamaisiyos is being Moitzi Laz and his brothers. And at that point he says, what the correct thing for Yaakov Avinu to do at that point would have been to say, I'm not listening. I don't want to hear. Don't want to hear your Moitzi Laz. But instead, Yosef brought the bad news to his father. He keeps on telling his father about whatever it is. He keeps on telling them whatever it is. And Lamaisa. It caused everything that went after it. Why did it happen that Yosef got sold and that the brothers hated him, etc., etc.? It was all because of this Hoitzas Laz. It's all because that's what happened. In Cain, if his father hadn't listened to him, if his father would have just said, I'm not willing to hear any negative speech about my sons, the whole Mechir Yosef wouldn't have happened. Because it wouldn't have created an extra amount of hatred. And if it didn't create an extra amount of hatred, it wouldn't have created a problem. And then it wouldn't have made that they would end up selling Yosef. The whole thing wouldn't have happened. But Yaakov invited in. He listened to the Hoitzas Laz of Yosef on the brothers. And that made that the father was going, that this Lashon Hara was ba'olam. He says, it's unbelievable. He brings Mamash Lashon over here. The lav achbar ganav alachar ganav. It's not that the mouse is a ganav, it's the hole of the mouse that's a ganav. If the mouse doesn't have a hole to run anywhere and to hide the food that it's stealing, it will never steal food because it gets caught every single time. So it's really the hole that allows him to run away that turns into a ganav. He says the fact that Yaakov Avinu was willing to listen to Yosef HaTzadik, as unbelievable as it sounds, and if it wasn't Zer Shimshon, I couldn't say this. Was Zer Shimshon? If Yaakov Avinu was willing to listen to the Hatzas Laz of Yosef and the brothers, it wouldn't have gone nowhere. So therefore, that's what ended up happening with Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu kofetz al rogzei shel Yosef, because it was going to cause in the future people to be moitzi laz. Therefore, there was a hotzas laz that now happened with Yosef HaTzadik on the brothers. So why does not HaKadosh Baruch Hu save him from that? Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu should say shel yigram ha-chet zed. Maybe this chet shouldn't happen, and then you should be able to have. So he says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're sinning b'shalva, you're going to cause other people to be mighty lads. So you're causing that to happen. So if you cause that to happen, I can't save you from that happening to you. It's sort of a, which comes first? Now he moves on, he says an interesting thing. He says, even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give mischa b'olam hazeh, the scha olam haba is kodesh, and olam hazeh is chulin. So how can you take the Schar Vatzadik from the Oitzos Agnuzos Lamala, which is Hegdish, and put it down over here? How could you do that? How could you take it out L'chulin? How could the Baruch Hu give from the Schar, which is Hegdish, and turn it into L'chulin? So he says, maybe the Vat is like this. After Yisurim is different. In Hegdish, there is such a cloud that you can be poi the Hegdish. Let's say somebody was Magdish something, and he wants to be poided from Hegdish, he can give Hegdish a certain amount of money, buy it off of Hegdish, and then the animal that he was Magdish becomes Chulin, and the money becomes Hegdish, and that money they buy something else. What is the currency that you can use to buy things in Shomayim? The currency is Yisurim. And therefore, Yaakov Avinu, after he had all these terrible Yisurim, it could be that he had a pigeon already to be able to pay off the price in Shemayim for something that was Hegdish to bring it down to be Chulin. And therefore, through that, he would be able to bring it down and the Rabban Shem would be able to give it to him. So why didn't he get it? So you go back to what we said before. Because if he would have gotten it, then people would have said about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how could it be that some people get good and some people don't get good? And they won't realize that one person's a Tzadik Gomor and one person's not a Tzadik Gomor. And the difference between a Tzadik Gomor and not a Tzadik Gomor, and if they would have said that, they would have made the mistake and they would have said, V'moitzi laz, etc. about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, about other Tzadikim. And because of that whole thing, therefore, when Yaakovinu says he wants to sip a Shabbat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, I cannot allow you to sip a Shabbat. They die in the Siddhima Shemuzim, but you get Oilam Haba already. We want to sip a Shabbat of Oilam Haza. If you're going to do that, it's going to cause problems. I don't want those problems to create it, and therefore, Yaakov Avinu did not get this wish of his that he had, that he should be able to have Shalva Oilam Haza. So again, as we said, that's what I wanted to say for tonight. We wish the Neshama of Rav Shimshon Chaim and Nachman Chon Nachmani should have a Lichtigen Gan Eden, and the Torah that we learned tonight, again in his Zechus, should be bring him even higher in Gan Eden. It should be a Melitz Yosha for us and all of our children. And Mitzvah Hashem, we should have a lichting in Chanukah. I look forward to Mitzvah Hashem to seeing you next week.